A forum has heard that more needs to be done to help Arab Australian women gain greater workplace opportunities. The gathering at the New South Wales Parliament today discussed the obstacles that Arab Australian women face at home and at work. But while there are barriers, many young Arab women say they're optimistic about the future. Mohammed Taha reports.
Inam Taba has a fundamental question she wants answered.
Why are Muslim women being denied in a majority of countries, including Australia, the opportunity to work in their chosen field on the basis of their religion? Most women face discrimination in employment.
Inam Taba is originally from Syria and knows how difficult it can be for Arab women to achieve their goals in the workplace. She's the first woman to become an industrial relations commissioner in New South Wales. The commissioner told a forum for Middle East affairs at Parliament House that Arab Australian women face discrimination in the workplace because of their name, appearance or religion. She gives the example of one woman who deliberately hides her identity.
She's got very, very good degrees. She's got a PhD and all that. She's very good at science and she holds a very good job. She presents seminars, etc. But she wants to get a foot in the door for interviews, etc. And she gets extremely good jobs whenever she applies. And the way she got her foot in the door is made sure that she is not seen. If anybody Googled her, they don't see that they don't have a photo of her wearing the hijab. And when she attends for interview and is able to talk about traveling and freedoms and she's able to show that she's self-confident, etc., that is how she gets her jobs.
Inam Taba says cultural barriers at home restrict the educational opportunities of many young Arab women.
At home, where they're from older generation parents who are very protective of them about travelling to institutions for further learning, something that's not quite close to home, or finding work that is close to home. Secondly, the culture that still expects them to find work that is related to, female-oriented positions like teachers and childcare.
There are other barriers in the workplace.
The workplace where Muslim women are perceived as, one, there's discrimination against them because of the wider notion about, where they come from and, what Muslims are like. If they're scarfed women, that's another, a stumbling block for them.
Najla Turk is a consultant who helps businesses increase diversity in their workforce.
Statistics have proven that Muslim women, particularly far more educated Arab women, are getting more of an education than males at the moment at university. The sad thing is they're not getting employment. And until we have a belief in our ability as young women and that we offer diversity and we offer skills and experience, then we're not going to make a difference. It's going to come from within.
Gabrielle El-Rassi embodies that hope. She's a 23-year-old Lebanese-Australian paralegal who's completing her commerce and law degree.
I think there is a long way to go, but really you have to be confident in yourself. I think that we have to change the perceptions of our employers, of society in general, that, let's say the hijabi women, that's the first thing that someone sees and they probably don't even give them a chance. So you need to be confident. We need to change the views of these people to accept you, to give you that chance, because all of these women are so capable, they're educated, they're so knowledgeable, and they can go so far in society.
Gabrielle El-Rassi ending Mohammed Taha's report.